Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is the Positive Truth, bringing you uplifting and positive news. Tim, how are you today?
I am doing well. I just came back from a birthday party. It was a three-year-old's birthday party, and all the kids were going wild. I'm a little exhausted, but I'm happy. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm homeworking.
So not too happy. Okay, got you.
What are you talking about, Tim? I can find the inverse functions to every polynomial level existed. I can also find the sine, cosine, and tangent to with spheres and circles. What are you talking about, Tim? That's great.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is wonderful.
So how many kids were at this birthday party?
Oh, man, entirely too many. I love kids, JP. I mean, I love playing with kids. Their imagination's great. They have a lot of energy, like to run around and just have a good time. But when you put like 20 of them together, it's just chaos. They're popping balloons for no reason. Like, they're going underneath people's tables, popping a balloon. Everybody at the table would jump. It was like ridiculous, man.
That's not a good decision.
Man, these kids were wild. Look, they were hitting the pinata, right? So they're going at it. Like, they have a line. Everything's organized. And then there's this one kid, right? Which this one kid is which is Edna's cousin. He, like, hits the pinata. The pinata breaks in half, like, at the hips, literally. Just splits open. And then all these kids start jumping the pinata. They tear his legs off, rip his arms off. It was the most ridiculous thing ever.
Ah, there's always the one kid.
Touche. True story.
Oh, you know, like, this is really off topic, but I wonder if, like, you die, you can get stats about your life. Like, how many breaths you took, how many hours were you sleeping?
Right.
There'd be a fun stat of, like, how many times the other parents looked at you like you were that one kid. Like, oh, it's always that one. That guy. Wonder how many times that happened in my life.
Oh, man. I could tell you, it's for myself, it's been entirely too many for me to count.
Well, anyway, if you're new to the Positive Truth, we talk about uplifting and positive news to make your day a little bit better. We have a lot of news stories. I have 6, Tim has 5. So we better get to this, or this is going to be like a 40-minute podcast.
Yes, sir.
Tim, do you want me to start?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tim, you remember when we were in school and we had substitute teachers? How did we treat them?
Oh, we treated them like crap.
This is not a good thing we used to do, right?
At all.
So that's the thing with substitutes. It's like they generally don't have any kind of, like, respect.
JP, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. I need to take the time to apologize to all my substitute teachers I've ever had. Yo, I was that kid. You know how you said, you know, earlier, like, how many times people looked at you and were like, oh, that's that kid. Yeah, I was that kid. Substitute teachers hated me, man. Ugh. But my bad. Anyways, continue.
Tim, I have a very not-so-positive true story about you in 7th grade that I'm not going to talk about in the podcast, but I wonder if you remember. And it's about a substitute teacher.
Oh, man. I don't even want to. Like, I don't even remember.
Or, like, an intern teacher.
Was I trying to fight this teacher?
No. Jesus, Tim, what were you...
Man, I had anger issues, man. Do you remember Mr.? Nah, I don't even want to bring up his name. He's probably listening right now. Waiting for me to mess up.
As you can see, in middle school, yeah, our teacher situation wasn't the best for me and Tim went to school.
Not at all.
So we had a lot of subs because it was a lower income, you know, district. But I have a great story about, it's out of Minnesota. So there's an 80-year-old, his name's Walter Erickson. He's been retired since 1991, but he's been subbing since then, right?
Right. He's been subbing since 91?
Yeah, he was retired from full-time teaching in 91.
So he took a pay cut. Okay, got you.
I mean, yeah. But the thing is, like, he works at Champlain Park High School. Well, he's the sub there. He's there almost every day. And here's what the students say about him. They said, honestly, I've never seen a sub so old. You would think he'd be retired, but he's impacted our lives in so many amazing ways. He's a kind of substitute teacher where he connects with us on more of a personal level. And he obviously loves what he does, and it makes it more encouraging for us to learn. He said, they said, they're saying this about a sub.
We never gave a substitute a chance. Maybe we would have had one like that. We never gave him a chance. Shout out to that substitute. Could be 80 years old, retired in 1991, and still go back to teach. You know that's his passion.
You know it, man. So basically, he's been saving money because his wife needs cataract surgery and some dental work. And so the students were like, you know, let's start a GoFundMe page. See how much they can, like, raise. Tim, you want to know how much money they raised?
How much did they raise?
Like, almost $14,000.
Wow. And these are high school students?
Yeah.
Yo, that's impressive.
Yeah, for real.
Man, it's like Minnesota's where it's at if you're a teacher. Students are making GoFundMe pages and stuff. Here in Oklahoma, they had teachers out there with holding a sign on the, by the highway talking about, I need school supplies.
Tim, we always talk about positive news here.
My bad, man. My bad. You know, we're just ranked like, what, 47th or something, Oklahoma is. Whatever. Anyways, shout out to Minnesota students for doing something so nice for that substitute teacher. In all reality, that's like amazing. I feel terrible like listening to such a positive news story about a substitute teacher because it really brought like all kind of bad memories back to me. I was such a bad kid.
So if you're used to the positive truth, Tim works in the schooling system now, which is kind of ironic.
Hey, I substituted for like 2 years, and trust me, I got it back. I got it back so quick. These kids are roasting my head. Like, no respect, man. None. Oh, man. But on to my next positive news story. Man, so, hey, on Saturday, did you check out this, it was on Telemundo and NBC and Univision. It was called Somos, One Voice.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
All right, awesome. Legit. So basically, Jennifer Lopez and her ex-husband, Mark Anthony, her current boyfriend, A-Rod, and a bunch of other celebrities put together this like a benefit concert. All proceeds were going to Puerto Rico, right? It was nationally televised, right? So it's all over the place. And I mean, some of the money, I believe, was going to Mexico as well. But you had artists donating their time to perform. So basically, they go out there, put on a show, people pay to come watch them. And then they also had like a text message thing where you send, you know, a text to, I think the text thing was Somos, and it's $25. Or you can go online and donate minimum of $5, maximum whatever you want to donate. So you had people all over the world just sending in money. Artists from all over the world coming down to perform, not just from Puerto Rico or like the Caribbean, but literally all over the world. Jennifer Lopez performed, Gwen Stefani, Mary J. Blige, DJ Khaled, Fat Joe. I mean, Maroon 5, and it goes on and on and on. It was actually a really cool show. I watched it on Telemundo, not knowing it was on NBC, so the whole time I was watching it was in Spanish, so my Spanish skills are a little bit up there right now. But yeah, man, it was really, really awesome. They ended up raising a little over $30 million for Puerto Rico, so
whoa. I definitely wondered.
Yeah, man, it was that's how crazy it was. Like, this benefit, we recorded it actually on TV, so I know I'm going to watch it again because the performances were just amazing. But Mark Anthony, he finished off the benefit concert with just an amazing performance. Bruno Mars sung a song in Spanish. I mean, if you guys haven't checked this out, go to YouTube, look up some of the performances out there were amazing already as it is. But yeah, $30 million for Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria came through and just tore up the island. Still, you know, people are still going over there volunteering and stuff. And I definitely wanted to bring this up, and hopefully you guys have watched it too so we can talk about it on the Facebook page because JP doesn't watch TV.
I just do homework.
That is true, man. I feel like you're like always busy now, for sure.
But yeah, that's crazy. That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, 30 mil. Whew. It's much needed though, for sure.
Did you record in Spanish or on the NBC feed?
In Spanish. I was trying so hard to like actually understand what they were saying. It was tough for me.
Can you like look it up online?
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it online. I don't know where, but you know how the internet works.
Yeah, I got you.
Tú sabes.
Well, my next positive news story is also about hurricane relief, but instead of it coming from celebrities, it's coming from what most people deem as the worst people in society, our inmates. So, Texas inmates, I'm trying to find the prisons. So, Texas prisons have found a way to donate and help with those impacted by Hurricane Harvey. Basically, they donated $53,000 from the commissionary funds to American Red Cross to be used for hurricane relief.
I'm sorry, say it again. You broke out for 1 second.
So basically, inmates donated $53,000 for hurricane relief.
Nice. That's a good amount of money right there.
I mean, especially when you're not exactly getting paid too much inside.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's what's up, man. I have an inmate story as well, so I guess that leads right into what I'm about to talk about. You know how all those fires are going on in California right now, right?
Yep.
Well, in Santa Rosa, California, there's inmates out there actually battling these wildfires. So basically, it's for all nonviolent offenders. Basically, if you're a nonviolent offender, you're doing good in prison, you're allowed to basically come try out for this firefighter squad. And right now, there's about six teams of 24 inmates are out there fighting these fires. They're working 24-hour shifts. In total, there's 3,800 inmates in all of California fighting these fires right now. I mean, it saves California over $100 million having these inmates going into jail, learning a new craft, and going out there and helping everybody else out, which is amazing in itself. And on top of that, even though they are incarcerated, they're still making money. They're getting paid about $1 per hour, anywhere from $1 per hour to $3.90. So they're making about $24 to $26 a day, working 24-hour shifts, 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. A lot of people that are actually involved with doing this think that this is the best program they've ever been a part of or even heard of for prisoners, because they're actually learning something. Whenever they get out, they're learning a craft that they can try to. They actually have these classes where you can get your certificate and join a firefighter squad outside of, you know, jail, which I think is amazing in itself, instead of having them go in there and not doing anything at all, or, you know, putting together mattresses and getting paid 10 cents an hour. I think this is really awesome because they're really, really making a positive impact for other people.
It's almost like prisoners are still people.
I can't do it quite as good as you.
That is all of my sass coming out whenever I do that.
I know it, man. I can feel it. You know what the cool thing is, though? I have a cool little video by Vice that I'm going to share to our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast. So if you guys want to check it out, it's about 2 minutes long. Won't waste any time at all.
Absolutely. Vice always does good videos. But I like how we're syncing today, because my next story is about the fires.
Uh-oh. What do we got?
Okay, so you know how you like zoos, Tim?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been to, like, a safari park where they do, like, the giraffes and stuff and the, like, the large cats and all that?
Nah, no sir.
Well, either have I. But there's a Safari West Park and Animal Preserve in Santa Rosa, California, and it was ordered to evacuate. And everyone left except for one man, the owner, 77-year-old Peter Lang. He was like, I'm not leaving, because then the animals will die.
Right.
So you know what he did? He stayed, used his everyday garden hoses, and fought the fires for like 8 hours.
That's what's up. That's a true hero. And did all the animals survive?
You know it.
Man, that's what's up.
I will say this is an incredibly dangerous story. Like, if the wildfire is coming your way towards your house, your garden hose probably isn't going to be able to stop it. You should probably leave.
No, I mean, I definitely agree. Like, children, don't try that at home. But at the same time, like, that's dope. For him to save all those animals, that's a movie, like, being just waiting to happen.
Also, he's 77, like...
It gets even better.
I'm not like, man, I'm 77. I'm skedaddling out of there.
He said skedaddling. I haven't heard that in so long. Oh, man.
My grandpa used to wear what did he say? Wow, I just lost it. Hawaiian hot-footed? Yeah, I totally lost it. But the thing is, at work, we're having a mistakes contest, and you can't say anything unprofessional at all. And you know it's a restaurant where everyone cusses. So like you can't cuss anywhere, any free shift or anything. So somebody said tolly wagon. Like this is a tolly wagon shift, and they gave this dude a mark for messing up. That's not professional. And so all week we have been using like ridiculous words just to make fun of the contest.
Oh man, that's hilarious. Yeah, they couldn't do that at my job. Definitely couldn't. Southside problems.
Yeah.
Well, man. Well, man, dude, I got a 8-year-old man from New Jersey. He was looking through, actually, he was watching the news, and he noticed that the news anchor said that somebody won the lottery for $24 million, but they haven't turned their ticket in, and it's about to expire. So he was watching the news, and he saw this, and he's been buying lottery tickets since, I believe, the 1960s. Yeah, since the 1960s from New Jersey to New York, and he's never really rushed to check to see if he's won anything. So whenever he saw this on his news, he went to find his favorite shirt, and he had an old lottery ticket in there, and he opened it up, and he was looking at it, matched up the numbers, and then he started freaking out. He said, I stood there for a minute thinking, do I see what I think I see? I had to stick my head out the window and breathe for some fresh air. I was in serious doubt. I really had to convince myself this was real. So basically he checked it, he realized that he won. He's a father of two and a grandfather of 12. So he said he has plans to have all family discussion and decide what he wants to do with the money from there. But yeah, he won $24 million and did not even know it.
Oh man, that's hilarious. I like how he stuck his head out the window like, I need some clean air, I'm tripping right now.
Yo, I can only imagine myself doing the exact same thing.
That's 50 years of losing the lottery. You have convinced yourself you're never going to win, and you're just doing it for the fun portion. You're doing it basically for like slim hope, and when it actually happens, you don't believe it.
The thrill is real.
Yeah, that's wonderful, man. I like that.
What else you got for us?
So, I have a pretty crazy donation story of a name I cannot pronounce. She is a Chinese billionaire. Her name is He Kuao Nv. Okay, I'm trying. So it's.
Hey, that was good. That was pretty good in my for me, anyways.
So in China, the surnames are first, and the first names are last. So her surname is He, so it's He, and her first name is Qiaonv.
Yeah, I have no clue, bro. We'll call her Q.
Okay, I like that. Well, the article actually calls her Madam He. That's pretty cool, too.
I like that. That's professional.
Well, she's worth $3.6 billion, right?
$3.6.
And she's pledged, she's going to donate $2 billion to wildlife conservation.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's pretty much the positive news story. I can get into it more, but yeah, that's pretty crazy.
No, that I mean, you don't need to get into it more because $2 billion with a B, am I correct?
With a B.
For her to be worth 3.6 and for her to give away $2 billion, she gave away more than half of the money that she has because she knows she's not going to spend it. She sent it to a positive cause. That's amazing. I think that's awesome, JP.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. All to her conservation efforts. Which actually leads to my next positive news story. So, the world's first negative emissions plant has begun operation. And what it does is it turns carbon dioxide into stone. So, like as a planet, we produce 40 trillion kilograms of carbon dioxide each year.
Right.
And this plant's going to take that carbon dioxide and basically just turn it into stone. So it's not in our atmosphere to lower global warming.
Man, that's awesome. Turning it into stone, is there like a video or something? Or?
There's a lot of math that I feel like you don't want to care to hear about.
I hear that. I definitely don't.
So it's a geothermal power plant. So they take the heat from geothermal, like from our crust, basically, if you don't know what geothermal is. And they take air and that heat and combine it. And basically it's like a fan/ventilation system. So they take the air from outside, mix it with the heat traps the carbon dioxide, the CO2 free air goes back out the other side, and they take the concentrated CO2, combine it with water, and push it back under the ground where they got the geothermal.
Man, that's, it sounds like just crazy, but that's amazing.
Pretty much.
What are they going to do with all the rocks?
That's when they push it back underground to a ballistic rock found formation.
That's what's up. Man, sounds like they thought that through for sure. Because I'm like in awe right now. Like, wow, who thought of this?
Very, very, very smart people.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely above my pay grade. Well, you know who else is like really passionate about sustainable products?
I was gonna crack a joke, so I'm just gonna continue. Just go, Tim.
Well, Jaden Smith, man, he has a real passion for creating sustainable products, man. Yeah, I know. So if you guys don't know who Jaden Smith is, if you watch The Karate Kid, or if you watch The New Karate Kid, you know who Will Smith is. It's Will Smith's son. Not his oldest son, but, you know, that middle child. So Jaden Smith, man, he actually made this water bottle that it's 80% made out of renewable resources. It's actually really, really cool. It's a short little video, again, that I'm going to share to the Positive Food Podcast. That's our Facebook page, if you guys don't know. So basically, this water bottle, the top is made out of sugarcane byproduct, and the base is made out of paper. It's 74% less carbon emissions than a regular plastic bottle, which is, you know, something super positive in itself. And it can be recycled just like a milk carton, basically. He has a real, real big passion for it. He wants to make more sustainable products. He's going around the world talking to people just so he can get his product out there. And I thought that was really awesome because I had no idea he had a passion for anything remotely close to this. So shout out to Jaden Smith.
That is something I never thought we would ever say on this podcast.
Yeah, you and me both, man. You and me both.
What's funny was before you called me, I was reading a Who Said It on Reddit. And it's a Who Said It, Kyrie Irving or Jaden Smith. And it's just funny quotes they've said. And so whenever you said I had a Jaden Smith, like, positive news story, I was like, Tim, are you sure?
So that's what I was wondering. Why I was like, man, does he have, like, a personal vendetta against Jaden Smith? Like, what is going on?
I mean, his quotes are just hilarious. Like, here's one. How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
Put down the drug, son.
Here's another one. When you party, I'm on the treadmill. When you sleep, I'm on the treadmill. When I tweet, I'm on the treadmill. Remember this.
Man, this dude's... All right. I got you. Now I see why you laugh.
I mean, he seems like he wants to help, though. I like that. It's just some of his quotes are just too funny to me.
He's a funny dude, man. He's a funny dude. Do you got any more positive news stories?
You know, I have like six more, but you don't want me to do them.
Yeah, let's save those for the next episode for sure.
Then I'm done, Tim.
All right, word. Well, I got one more before we get out of here. JP, can you please find us a quote while I'm talking about this last story?
I can try.
Haha, word. If not, I got one, but it's not very good. So there's this pro hockey player. I'm not going to say his name because I'm going to butcher it, but he plays for the Montreal Canadiens. His name is Jonathan. His last name, I think, is Drouin. Man, that's terrible. But there's a whole bunch of names in here I can't spell. So he's partnered with the Canadiens Children Foundation to host less fortunate children at Bell Center Suite for Habs games. Basically, he wants to do something in the community to help kids do things that he couldn't do whenever he was a kid. He made a personal contribution of $165,000 for the suite for the whole entire season, which the suite will be named Joe et ses Champions, which means Joe and his champions. He said from the first day he got there, I wanted to get involved and do something for the children by giving them an opportunity to enjoy memorable experiences. By giving them a chance to attend a hockey game, I am hoping that an evening in the suite will provide the kids and their families with some relief from the personal hardships they are facing. They'll have a chance to be together and have a great time. And for me, it's an opportunity to contribute in my own way to their well-being. I mean, that's it in its own. This is the second charitable donation he's even made as well. He made a $500,000 donation to Foundation du Centre Hospital de Universe de Montreal. I hope I said that all right. I know I didn't. But the hospital ended up raising about $5 million to help out. So I think that's awesome. I mean, this dude's obviously about the community, and that's what we're about here at The Positive Truth. So shout out to you, Jonathan Drouins.
What team does he play for?
Montreal Canadiens. hockey, man. I used to try to watch hockey because of the Mighty Ducks. I hope, you know, I'm not the only Mighty Duck fan on the show right now. Yeah. JP, okay, just making sure, man. Just making sure.
You never heard my hockey story?
No, man. You have a hockey story?
Yeah. So, all right. So, you remember when Jordan retired in 93? We were really young. We were like four.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I was like, like, around, like, 93, that's when the 94 was when D2, the Mighty Ducks, came out. And I saw the movie, and I was like, well, Michael Jordan isn't playing basketball anymore. I guess I want to play hockey. So I wanted to be a hockey player for, like, 3 years.
And
yes.
I promise you, I wanted to be a hockey player for a long time.
Dog.
I mean, okay, it was, like, 3 years, too, but still.
No, I've told this story on the podcast before, I'm pretty sure. Because remember, so like 95, 96, I got like this hockey thing for Christmas. It was like a goal, all these pads, these protections and helmets and a stick. I wanted to be just like the Mighty Ducks movie, right? And then MJ came back, and it was me and Victor Tran in Southern Hills playing basketball, playing 2-on-2. And this is why I know I've told you this story before, because we were playing against Micah, the guy you just talked about that was doing the salsa.
Salsa, yes.
And Quintel. And they were killing
it. The fastest dude in the world, man. Quintel was so fast back in the day.
Yeah, like fourth grade.
Yeah, real talk.
Congratulations. Wow, that showed a whole little bit of a grudge for him beating me. But anyway. Yeah, so me and Victor, they used to beat us, and then I got Victor to be good enough to stand in one spot to hit that one shot, and we started killing them, man. It was so great. And that's why I stopped playing hockey. But yeah, hockey's great, man. On top
that's
of that, hockey is fun to go to.
There's always negative moments that I feel like are positive moments, which I'm talking about the hockey fights.
See, I'm not. I don't think they allow fighting anymore.
Really? Man, that tells you how long I haven't been to a hockey match since, like, the Blazers were here. I might have went to, like, one Barons game. I take that back.
Shout out to all the kids in Oklahoma City who've never heard of the Blazers.
Oh, man, I'm old.
Yeah, but hockey's great because you get this, like, you get two breaks. It's fast-paced. There's hitting. I mean, it's not safe for the players. And then the goals are just chaos. Yeah.
I hear that. Well said. Goals are chaos. They are pretty chaotic.
Yeah, hockey's a great sport. Me and Tim know absolutely nothing about it here in Oklahoma, where it's 60 degrees outside and we were both cold today.
True story.
We're spoiled.
Man, you ain't lying. I apologize to all our listeners.
But yeah, I found a quote. You want to tell the people where they can find us at?
Yeah, please follow us on our Facebook page. Once again, it's at the Positive Truth Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at @TPT_podcast, on Instagram at the Positive Truth. You can find us everywhere else pretty much at the Positive Truth. We're on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
You know it. So, the quote I found is, life becomes easier when you learn to accept the apology you never got.
Well said, JP.
I mean, it's not my quote, man. It also doesn't have a name attached to it, so I don't know whose quote it is.
It's your quote now, Southside Problems.
Well, I'm going to skittily daddle out of here, Tim, so I can go back to do some homework. Indubitably, right?
Indubitably. You have fun with that. And to everybody else, stay positive.
We out.